Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. I want to finish up this story about the Amazon bubble and the stock bubble that's going to explode. And again, this is not an economics topic. This is a human. This is de homine, about man. How is this happening? Now, when we talk about these stock valuations, and about the amount of, the ratios and all that. So the reason I bring this up is, if you're in a mutual fund, you probably now have these Amazon shares. If you're in a pension fund or any other managed fund, there's a very good chance your fund manager goes, hey, man, this is an awesome investment, and is buying FANG. What's FANG? Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google, and then FANG plus M plus Microsoft. If Stockman is correct, and this is the biggest bubble in the history of bubbles, and it's going to burst and explode, if you're not investing with someone like David Simpson, who doesn't play this game, and who won't play, won't take these ill-begotten gains, why shouldn't he wouldn't plan your investment for them, put it to you that way, then this is important stuff, because there are tens of millions of people who are now invested in it. Stockman. Yes, Amazon is taking share by leaps and bounds, but that's inherently a one-time gain that can't be capitalized in perpetuity at 190 times its actual value. And it's a source of growth that is generating its own pushback as the stronger elements of the brick-and-mortar world, belatedly pile on the e-commerce bandwagon. Brick-and-mortar, by the way, is not going to die. There are too many people that have now had their alarms raised. Look, if you talk to someone about this and about the evil that this is, and you cause them to buy one thing locally and not from Amazon, you've just knocked that stock price down, and you've just done something good for your neighbor and your community. Even if you don't go all in, if you just like, kind of like, go to a rehab center. Or you could quit cold turkey, as have I. Walmart's e-commerce sales, for example, have exploded after its purchase of Jet.com last year, with sales rising by 63% in the most recent quarter. Moreover, Walmart has finally figured out the free shipments game and is up. And this is the part of it, the free shipments game. Folks, there is no free shipment. I can't even stand to use the term. I might say, hey, we're going to have a great sale in the Founders Trading Post, my store at mikechurch.com/shop this weekend. And by the way, we still have lots of St. Joseph books from Brian Kitchick. He signed them all. They're sitting there waiting for you to pick one up. I've read it. It's a good book. You'll enjoy it. Go to St. Joseph and do what he tells you to, is the title of the book. Get it in the Founders Trading Post at mikechurch.com. In this context, even Amazon's year-over-year sales growth of 22% in quarter one doesn't remotely validate the company's bubblicious valuation, especially not when Amazon's already razor-thin profit margins are weakening, not expanding. Based on these basic realities, Jeff Bezos will never make up with volume what he is losing in margin on each and every shipment. The Amazon business model is fatally flawed. Welcoming those of you who are now on our Facebook live stream. Welcome to the free preview of the Mike Church Show. When the preview is done, please follow us over at crusadechannel.com. Click the live listen live button at the top of the page and continue listening to the Mike Church Show all morning long. Back to David Stockman. The Amazon business model is fatally flawed. It's only a matter of the precise catalyst that will trigger the realization in the casino that this is another case of the proverbial naked emperor. Needless to say, I do not think Amazon is a freakish outlier. It's actually the lens through which the entire stock market should be viewed, because the whole enchilada is now in the grips of a pure mania. Stated differently, the stock market is no longer a discounting mechanism, nor even a weighing machine. It's become a pure gambling hall. So Bezos's e-commerce business strategy is that of a madman, one made by the fanatically false price signals emanating from a casino that has become utterly unhinged owing to 30 years of bubble finance policies at the Fed and its central and its fellow central banks around the planet. Dude, we talk about this all the time. Indeed, the chart below leaves nothing to the imagination. Since 2012, Amazon stock price has bounded upwards in nearly exact lockstep with the massive balance sheet expansion of the world's three major central banks. At the end of the day, I want to come back to that in just a minute, so I'm going to circle that. At the end of the day, the egregiously overvalued Amazon is the prime bubble stock of the current cycle. What the Fed has actually unleashed is not the healthy process of creative destruction that Amazon's fanboys imagine. Want to throw Tom Woods in on that number? You people keep telling me on Twitter, you know, Tom's bullish on Amazon. You know, he doesn't see the evil. You know, Tom's like, he's got this figured out. You idiot, you don't. Okay, we'll see. At the end of the day, creative destruction that Amazon's fanboys imagine. Instead, it embodies a rogue business model and reckless sales growth machine that is just one more example of destructive financial engineering and still another proof that monetary central planning fuels economic decay, not prosperity. Amazon stock is also the ultimate case of an utterly unsustainable bubble. When the selling starts and the vast horde of momentum traders who have inflated it relentlessly in recent months make a beeline for the exits, the March 2000.com crash will seem like a walk in the park. David Stockman, DailyReckoning.com. There's a nice chart that he has here. It's hard to see in black and white, but I'll show it to you. See that? Notice that there are two lines on that graph, and they both are pretty much identical. Now, I bring that up because back when Ron Paul was running for the presidency, and back in 2000 or 1998 when he predicted the dot-com bubble, which wasn't hard to do, and in 2005, 6, and 7 when he said the housing bubble and the other ones were going to explode, again, handwriting was on the proverbial wall. One of the things that, and then again, when they started reinflating the bubble after the crash, and by the by, none of the ruling elite masters ever take any pain out of any of this. The pain is limited to you and me. And that's the way it's supposed to be, because we're the hoi polloi. But Ron Paul used to talk about this, and I think it's worthy of bringing it up. So you say, Mr. Church, please, oh, the stock market is just doing well, and you're just jealous. Okay? You can take a graph, and these are freely available out there on the internet now. Not hard to find. You could see where the central banks, led by the criminal enterprise, the evil, diabolical criminal enterprise known as the Federal Reserve System, Greatest banking scam perpetrated on man ever. You can see when they inflate their money supply, and it goes like this, and then like this. You can see that as they do that, that money's got to go somewhere. Well, let me tell you where it doesn't go. It doesn't go in the Ma and Pa Kettle's orange and apple stand on Main Street in Azusa. Doesn't go into small businesses like this. It doesn't go into the regular real world economy, but it has to go somewhere. So where does it go? Well, it goes into the casino called the stock market. And you can see, you can check any source you wish, and you can counter-reference those graphs any way you want. They never deviate. Money supply goes up, stock market goes up right along with it. Now, why is that? Well, they've got to send, the money has to be liquidated. It's got to be spread out into the economy some kind of way. And that's the best, that's the easiest and best way. Plus, it benefits all of the ruling elite masters and their buddies. Now, when the crash comes and they start to see the early signs of it, they'll get out. They'll leave you in, but they'll get out. This sinister and diabolical manipulation of the systems that these people have designed for money and currency exchange, this is the result. This is one of the results of what we call modernism and modernity. And it's something that cannot stand the test of time. Now, this is not to say that there's not some value in Microsoft or Netflix or Amazon, because there is. Is it that valuable? No. And again, just think about this. Netflix is long-term debt $70 billion. So you're going to go $70 billion in a hole, and someone is going to take a bath on that. It's going to be either the people that invested in it. No, that's who it's going to be. And what was that done for? Was it done to bring food to people that were starving? Was it done to bring hospitals? You know, we all know that medical care is not affordable for most people today. Was it done to advance any cause, any common cause? No. It was done to advance the cause of sloth. It was done to advance the cause of people vegging out, if you will, dropping out of life, dropping out of community, and dropping in to fake community inside these television shows.